Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see, connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And you're joining us for our lesson called Life in Nepal, Part 1. Of course, Joe, our author, has traveled to many different places, and she loves to share her experiences with us here at Studio Classroom. So I'm excited to learn about what she learned in Nepal, or her experiences in Nepal. Well, Carolyn, this lesson is called Life in Nepal, Part 1. What does that tell us?
It is, and that tells us that this is not the only article that she will be writing about her experience in Nepal. Mm-hmm. There will be at least one more in this series, Part 2.
That's right, at least one more. So here we're talking about Part 1, and we're going to learn that she was curious about Nepal because of something. I wonder if there are any countries that you are curious about. Carolyn, is there any country that you are curious about, you want to know more about?
Well, I'm quite curious about Somalia. I heard on the news a few months ago that they are talking with the United Nations about starting a mail system because they haven't had mail delivered there in over 20 years.
Well, that makes me curious as well. What countries are you curious about? Of course, Joe was curious about Nepal. We're going to find out why in our lesson, so let's get started right now.
Life in Nepal, Part 1. I jumped at the opportunity to visit this interesting country. The first time I remember hearing about Nepal was in 2007. I was browsing through odd internet news. One of Nepal's airline's jets was having technical problems, so the airline sacrificed two goats in front of the jet to satisfy the Hindu god of sky protection. I admit, I thought that was strange, but the news also made me curious. What was life like in this foreign country? What was the country like? What were the people like? I never completely forgot that incident or my desire to learn more about the place.
Hello, friends. This is your word, Lady Ellen. Nepal, a country bordered by some of the world's most populous nation, remains a place of mystery for most of us. In this month's Passport article, we'll join Joe as she recounts her decision to travel to this interesting but small South Asian country. But first, let's take a look at our keywords for the day. Browse. Browse is a verb. I'm browsing the internet for articles about flying pigs. Sacrifice. Sacrifice is a verb. Many religions teach that people should sacrifice animals to their gods. Incident. Incident is a noun. Let's not talk about the incident in the bathroom. It was very embarrassing. Professor. Professor is a noun. My professor gave me a C on my project, but he let me do it again. Your more information words are Hindu. Hindu is an adjective. Nonprofit. Nonprofit is an adjective. Get ready for an adventure. Let's jump right in.
Well, that is quite an interesting incident to read about in a newspaper or in the internet news. Well, let's go back to the beginning of our lesson here. Joe says, I jumped at the opportunity to visit this interesting country. Carolyn, what does that mean if you jump at something?
Well, it means that you don't wait. You are so excited, and here she jumped at the opportunity. Mm-hmm. So she took the opportunity when it came. She didn't wait and let it go by, but decided to go for it. And visit this interesting country.
All right. Well, what do you jump at? What opportunities or chances do you really want to have? Maybe you're studying in school, but this chance to be a singer or to make some music comes to you and you jump at the opportunity. Maybe you have to sacrifice one thing so that you can do something else. You jump at this new chance. Well, Joe is not going to miss this opportunity to visit Nepal. She says, the first time I remember hearing about Nepal was in 2007. Okay, so that's the first time she heard about this country in Asia, in 2007.
Well, that was several years ago. So it wasn't too recently that she read this news article. We read, I was browsing through odd internet news. Now, she was browsing through this odd news, and browsing is a word from our word bank. So let's take a look at that word. If you browse through something, then you look through it. You have a long list of results. Maybe you did an internet search, and you need to go through each one just quickly, not studying it too much.
That's right. I also think about this word when I think about visiting a library. Maybe you're not just looking at one book, but maybe you're browsing through the books at a library. You need to do some research, and so you're browsing there. So you're just looking from one place to another. Of course, one way we use this word is when we're talking about the internet, because you use internet browsers. They help you. They help you look for different things on the internet.
That's right. So she was just looking through or browsing odd internet news. So not news that you would normally read, but strange things that were happening in the news. And we find out what that was. One of Nepal Airlines jets was having technical problems. Well, that sounds pretty normal.
That's right. It's normal for a plane to have technical problems. What other things have technical problems? That's when some kind of machine has problems or something goes wrong. It's not a human problem. It's a technical problem. And I think many machines these days do have technical problems.
They do, but this seems like pretty normal news to read. However, what happened next was a little bit odd. So, the airline sacrificed two goats in front of the jet to satisfy the Hindu god of sky protection. Now, this is very interesting, Gabe, and we have a word from our word bank.
Yes, it's the word sacrifice. Okay, now this word sacrifice can mean different things, but here we're talking about sacrificing animals, and in some religions, people sacrifice animals. They think this will please the gods. Okay, so when you're sacrificing, that means you are killing these animals. So they're killing these goats to sacrifice the Hindu god of sky protection.
Yes, they wanted to satisfy the god with this sacrifice, but I think of a very important sacrifice, Jesus Christ, who died for our sins.
That's right. I'm glad you mentioned that. That is the biggest sacrifice in history, when God sacrificed his own son so that we, people like you and me, can have a relationship with him when we believe in his son. That is a big sacrifice. So you can see this word sacrifice is used in different ways. It's a verb and a noun. And of course, there were people that sacrificed two goats to satisfy the Hindu god of sky protection. Joe says, I admit I thought that was strange. So she admits it. That means maybe she was uncomfortable saying it at first, but she did think it was kind of strange.
And it is a little bit strange, but the news also made me curious. And I think it would make many people curious. And she goes to ask some questions. What was life like in this foreign country? What was the country like? And Gabe, what's the next question?
And what were the people like? So she has all these questions, of course, after she saw this incident in the news. I never completely forgot that incident or my desire to learn more about the place. So let's take a look at this word from our word bank. It is incident. This simply means something that happened. That's an incident. If something happens, That could be an incident. And of course, there are many incidents that we read about in the news.
Yes, so usually it's something that happens that is not normal. It's something a little bit unusual or strange or different from what you expect. Mm-hmm. Maybe you see an incident when you are buying your groceries at the store. A child is screaming and causes an incident. It's not normal. Everyone stops to look and see what is wrong.
Yes, that would be quite an incident. Well, it's time for us to learn more with Steve and Ken in the Information Cloud. They will be talking about something called demonyms. And then we'll join Michelle in the language lab.
Today, let's talk about demonyms. A demonym is a word we use to describe a group of people who live in a particular place.
There are demonyms for people in cities. For example, people from Los Angeles are called Angelinos.
And there are demonyms for people who live in states, countries, on continents, and planets too. People from Florida are Floridians. People from Italy are Italians. People from Asia are Asians. And we are all Earthlings.
Okay. Often a demonym is the same as a country's name adjective. For example, we describe things from France as being French. And when we talk about the people of France, we use that same word as a demonym.
But this isn't always the case. For instance, when describing things from Nepal, we use the adjective Nepali. But when discussing the people of Nepal, we would use the preferred demonym Nepalese.
Right. As puzzling as they seem, there actually are established models for creating English demonyms. For example, if a country's name ends in O, like Mexico, remove the O and add the letters A-N for the demonym Mexican. But again, there are exceptions, so check a style guide if you're not sure about a people group's proper demonym.
一个地方的居民的名称叫做 demonym。一般来讲，一个国家的 demonym 跟它的形容词是同一个字，像 Chinese 可以指中国的，也可以指中国人，但并不是所有的国家都是如此。今天的课文提到 Nepal 尼泊尔，尼泊尔的形容词叫做 Nepali， 但尼泊尔人叫做 Nepalese。除了国家以外，城市、州，甚至一个星球的居民都会有它特定的 demonym。像 Angelino 是洛杉矶人 ，Floridians 是佛罗里达州的居民。Earthling 是地球人，这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle。 节目文章的第一个重点，我们来看 browse 这个动词。Browse 是指浏览或翻阅，如果要说明浏览什么的话，是用 through 这个介系词。例如 Samuel browsed through all his textbooks before the semester started。 学期开始前 Samuel 就把所有的教科书都翻过一遍了。 Browse 也指随意看看，例如 I'm not looking for any particular item, I'm just browsing。 我没有特意在找某件商品，只是随意看看。接下来我们看的是 sacrifice 这个动词。 Sacrifice 在这里是指牺牲或献祭，例如 The elder of the tribe sacrificed a goat to worship their god， 部落的长老献了一只羊给他们的神。或者是 Louise sacrificed her career to take care of her family， Louise 为了照顾家庭而牺牲了自己的事业。 Sacrifice 也当名词，例如 Many parents are willing to make sacrifices for their kids， 许多家长愿意为子女做出牺牲。
We've just begun our article Life in Nepal, Part 1. So far, we've learned a little bit from Jo about how she found out about the country of Nepal. She was browsing through some internet news, some odd news, and read a very interesting incident where some people at the airport in Nepal sacrificed two goats to satisfy the Hindu god of sky protection. She thought it was a little bit strange, but it also made her very curious to learn more. Well, we want to learn more as well in the next part of this article.
Life in Nepal, Part 1. A few years later, I was in my second year of graduate school. I needed an internship overseas to graduate. I wasn't having much luck finding a good position, even though any country but the U.S. would do. My professor mentioned a possibility she knew about. She had a friend who was a director at a nonprofit organization in Nepal. Nepal! That place where they sacrifice goats at the airport. I remembered. I couldn't miss this chance. I had to go.
Well, I can understand why Joe had to go to Nepal. Let's go back to the beginning of this section. She says, a few years later, I was in my second year of graduate school. So she had read this internet news about this sacrificing of two goats at the airport, and then a couple years later, she's in graduate school.
Yes, so she was in her second year of graduate school, and she writes, I needed an internship overseas to graduate. So she couldn't just get any internship, it needed to be overseas.
That's right. And so she says, I wasn't having much luck finding a good position, even though any country but the U.S. would do. So she could go anywhere in the world outside of the United States, but she wasn't having much luck. Well, I want to take a look at that phrase. If you're not having much luck, if you're trying to do something, someone might ask you, hey, are you having any luck? Or they could just say two words, any luck?
That's right. So maybe you are trying to do something, but you aren't really succeeding. It's very difficult. You could say this in many different situations. Maybe something as simple as trying to find a new pair of pants. Mm-hmm. Are you having any luck or are you having much luck buying them? No, I can't find any that I like.
All right. Any luck? Are you having much luck? Maybe you're trying to convince someone of something. But it's really hard. You could ask your friend, are you having any luck in that conversation? Are you having any luck in that relationship? Well, Joe is not having much luck, even though she could go anywhere outside of the U.S. Well, let's take a look at what Liz has to say about this sentence in the Grammar Gym.
Hi there, friends. Welcome to the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. In our article today, the writer mentions, I wasn't having much luck finding a good position, even though any country but the U.S. would do. Our grammar tip focus today is on the phrase, something would do. It just means that something is good enough or sufficient. So, the writer is saying that she was having trouble finding a good position, even though she is open to working in any country but the U.S. Use this phrase, something would do, when you want to talk about how something is good enough for a certain situation. For example, if you need to get a cup and you don't care what kind of cup you get, you can say, may I have a cup, please? Any cup would do, thank you. But if you want to let someone know that something specific is needed, just add a not at the beginning of the phrase. For example, you need sugar to make this kind of candy, but not just any kind of sugar would do. You must use brown sugar. If you look at today's grammar tip section in your magazine, you'll find more examples there. And that's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
Thank you, Liz. Now, continuing on with our article, Joe writes, my professor mentioned a possibility she knew about. So Joe's professor in graduate school knew about one possibility. And we see a word from our word bank. The word is professor. Now, Gabe, what is a professor?
Well, it's basically another word for teacher. But there is a different usage, especially in the West or in the United States. I would call my high school teachers teachers. But when I went on to college or university, I would call those teachers professors. So you profess something. You went to school to study how to be a teacher, especially in a university, and you are a professor.
That's right. So usually professors have a higher level of education with either a master's degree or a doctorate. So they have studied a lot, very deeply into the subject that they teach. They are not just a general teacher, but have special qualities and special skills for teaching that subject.
And so Joe's graduate school professor mentioned a possibility. And what was this possibility? She had a friend who was a director at a nonprofit organization in Nepal. All right, well, we see that word nonprofit. And a nonprofit organization, we learned about the Christian Salvation Service a couple months ago, and that is also a nonprofit organization.
That's right. And Joe writes, Nepal? So she's very excited. There is an exclamation mark there. Nepal? That place where they sacrifice goats at the airport? Oh, I think she is very excited to have this opportunity to go to Nepal.
It's true, and I like the fact that she writes that sentence, that place where they sacrifice goats at the airport, because that's one of the only things that she knows about Nepal was that one incident she heard in the news. Of course, Nepal has so many more things that are interesting about it. There are so many other things you can learn about this country than just that they sacrifice goats at an airport. But this is what Joe remembers. She says this, and then she says, I remembered. I couldn't miss this chance. I had to go.
That's right. So she had no choice but to go. She jumped at this opportunity, as we mentioned earlier. And I think I would, too. This is a very exciting opportunity to go and experience firsthand, to really go there and learn about some place that you were curious about before.
It's true. And if you use the phrase, I had to go, or I have to go, that means you really want to go. Oh, you must try this. You have to try this food. You have to do this. That means it's a really good thing. Sometimes you feel like you don't really want to do something. I need to do something. But here, I had to go. That means Joe was really excited about this. Well, it's time for us to learn more with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Okay, 继续我们看的是 professor 这个名词。P-R-O 这个字首有公众或公开的意思。F-E-S-S 这个字根有说话的意思。所以 profess 是指宣称或公开声明。后面字尾加上代表人 O-R 这个字尾。Professor, 公开说话的人就是指教授。例如 ,Alex is now an assistant professor at Harvard University. Alex 现在是哈佛大学的助理教授。如果把他的字尾的 OR 去掉加上 ION, profession 就是指职业。例如 ,he's a lawyer by profession, 他的职业是律师。最后我们看的是 non-profit 这个形容词。NON 是一个否定的字首。Profit 是指利润，所以Non-profit 就是指非盈利的。例如 ,this non-profit agency is famous for helping AIDS babies. 这家非盈利组织以帮助艾滋宝宝而闻名。或者是 ,this non-profit program helps homeless kids stay in school. 这个非盈利的计划帮助无家可归的孩子留在学校。它的反义字是 for-profit, 就是把 NON 变成 FOR, 意思是盈利的。Okay, get ready to learn more from our teachers.
Well, in today's lesson, we learned about how Joe found out about the country of Nepal, the incident she heard about on the news, and of course, the opportunity that she had to go and visit Nepal, or even work in Nepal. Well, I wonder, have you ever heard any news about a place that makes you want to visit it? Carolyn?
Well, I heard some interesting news about the country Turkey, and we've kind of been talking about airlines, and this was news about their airline. They are not allowing their flight attendants, their female flight attendants, to wear red lipstick or red nail polish.
What?
And this makes me very curious and interested in being on one of these flights and going to Turkey to see what it's like to be a woman there.
Interesting. Well, you hear a lot of interesting news, Carolyn. Very good. Friends, what about you? What kind of news have you heard about a country and it makes you want to visit? Thank you for joining us today. And of course, we will see you next time right here on Studio Classroom.
See you then.